Okay, today's daf is Demayadaf Samach Tes, and we are on Samach Ches Maveis. Today's shiur is sponsored, Michael and Amy Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship, and we are now on Samach Ches Maveis, where we just discussed the Mishnah relating to Halokeach Yaimi Ben Akusim, the Mishnah that comes up in many different contexts in Shas, in the Sugyas of Reira. And we said reasons that you would argue on the Mishnah, why it cannot be done. The Mishnah here only quotes one opinion, only quotes the opinion that it can be done, right? If somebody buys from the Kusim and he wasn't able to be mafresh before Shabbos, either he didn't have any kalim or because he forgot or because he was busy, so he's allowed to do this formula, do this kriyas shem during Bein Hashmashos, as we described yesterday, the Ritva in Yuma about Bein Hashmashos. He's allowed to do this kriyas shem. He's not allowed to be mafresh, actually, from Tevel. You ought to be mafresh demai during Bein Hashmashos, as the Mishnah says in Baba Malikin, but you can't be mafresh Tevel because that is tikkun, as we read at the beginning of the Perek from the Rambam based on Beis HaChazal. So you can do this Kriya Shem, which is somewhere in the middle, and then you can leave over the Hafrashos until afterwards. So that's Pashtus based on Breira, because I didn't separate anything physically yet. I didn't designate anything specifically. It's just going to be in the barrel when I finish, and it's going to be like the Lashon that we used a couple of days ago on some of Vavim Abeis, right? The middle formulation, when the Gemara asked, fine, you can do this by food, but what about by liquid? So the Gemara said, Ki anakai minan ba'omer mikvar l'kishe eshteh. Mikvar l'kishe eshteh is trying to have both statuses, but based on breira, right? Once I drink it, so then it'll come back that it'll be l'mafreya. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you're allowed to do this kriya shem and leave everything in the barrel and the rest, and then you can drink it. That he could drink it. Umiachal vishosa, as we had the different deos about what miachal means. Does it mean to start to drink? Does it mean to dilute? Does it mean machalel? Three different opinions that we saw. Why would you argue on the Mishnah? Just to summarize this, why would you argue on the Mishnah? So there are numbers of approaches, and this is mentioned by the other Gemaras when this comes up. The Gemara in Erevin and the Gemara in Beitza and the other Gemaras where this comes up. Mesechas Gittin, Mesechas Sukkah. Number one, maybe fundamentally other Tanoim who say that it's also to do this, maybe fundamentally they hold of Breira. But here we're nervous, Shema Tibaka Hanod, like the Gemara said yesterday, on yesterday's daf, you're worried that the wineskin, the whole wine that's left over, that's going to be the Truma after Shabbos, is going to break open, and once it breaks open, then it'll come out that there will never have been a designation of Truma Samaisus, and it'll come out that I ate Tevel Limafreya. So really, fundamentally, I would hold a Breira, but there's a practical worry that, you know, I have to deal with. Number one. Number two, maybe I fundamentally also hold a Breira, another Pshat, but, as Rabbi Yossi said yesterday, which we're going to deal with at the beginning of today, maybe Hafresh HaShemus and Maizos have a special din. You could hold a Breira in other contexts. You could hold a Breira by Yerusha and the Chaluk of Tvusa Sabayis. You could hold a Breira in other contexts, but here, you're worried, there's a special din of having designation of the Chumas and Maestras specific. It has to be Mesuyam, right? It can't be just a general somewhere in there. Right? That's how the Mara Fulda explained to Biosi. Sheitehei, Beina Shadeha Chuma Maestras, Mesuyamim, Vahacha, Lo Kavalam Makom, Eina Mesuyam. So it's not Mesuyam, and that's why it's a problem. So again, fundamentally, I would hold a Breira. According to those first two approaches, these Tanam would agree, Yesh Breira, generally. But even though this is a context Mida Oraisa, which we generally don't hold of. We hold of the chilek of Breira by Yesh Breira b'derabanan and Ein Breira b'deraisa. Yes, we mentioned a couple of days ago the Maharshal, who argues on the other Mefarshim, who say that that's not a din of Lechumra, but it's just a din, right? Daraisa, Ein Breira, even if it comes out to be a Kula, right? And derabanan Yesh Breira, even if it comes out to be a Chumra, right? So that's what the Maharshal says. Not everyone agrees to that. Most do not agree to that. But this is the second approach. Yesh Breira, but there's a requirement of Mesuyam. And then, of course, there's the third day to say that maybe Actually, no, the first of Reb Shimon, that our Gemara quoted, Reb Shimon, that maybe he'll forget, similar to Shemati Bakanod, but here, because it's so long away, it's far away after Shabbos, so maybe he'll forget and he'll drink the rest, and then also he will have partaken of Tevel. And finally, number four, again, if we say, number one, Mamma Shemati Bakanod, number two, Shema, you need another Mesuya, number three, maybe he'll drink the rest. Number four, a fourth idea is maybe you hold Ein Breira. If you reject Breira, at least in this context, so then that's another reason why you would argue on the Mishnah. And that's what the Pei Moshe says, that's what we hold in Breira, and we would reject this this Mishnah. Okay. So now the Gemara comments and says, I'll bring you a raya that Reb Yossi holds what the Gemara quoted. Again, the Gemara first quoted the Tosefta that Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon Aser Shemati Bakan know, but the Gemara said really the real reasons behind what they say are these other reasons that were quoted about Misuyam. Again, that's not argir, so the other Mefarshim have a different shot of using the word Yisayeya, but we're going with the Mara Fulda's Girsa of Misuyam, and that's the Vilna Gaon's Girsa as well. And Reb Shimon holds, maybe he'll come in and drink. Kahadadatani, right, it's similar to the following Bryce. The following Bryce, so also, Tosefta seems to say this idea. Meiser Sheni Shebechavis, we change the Girsa, the Meiser Sheni in the barrel, Zeh Mechulal Al Sela Shebechizeh Shebechavizeh. If I have a barrel and I have Meiser Sheni somewhere in the barrel, I say somewhere in this barrel is Meiser Sheni, and it's Mechulal on the coin that I have in my purse, in my pocket. Shebechizeh. Chilal, so the first opinion says that, Chilal, who's the first opinion, maybe it should be Meir, that you don't need Mesuyam. You don't need Mesuyam, and it works, even though the Meiser Sheni was not Mesuyam, it's still going to be Chal on the coin. And Rabbi Yossi Omer lo Chilal, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not Mechulal, because it's not you don't have a Dover Mesuyam here, and that's why it doesn't work. My time, though we changed the gear. Actually, stop there for a minute. Meiser Sheni, we've spoken about, has Kedusha and has unique halachas to it, different than the other, some of the other Matnas Kahuna, even on a Daraisa level. Right? Even on a Daraisa level. So the Gemara talks about not eating Meiser Sheni, Ba'aninus, and Betuma. Again, there are some halachas that apply to Truma as well, but not to Meiser Rishon, but the separate is the Daraisa. The source of Aninus, Daraisa, is Meiser Sheni. Again, there are other halachas of Aninus, Daraisa, Avoda, the Avoda is Mechulalis if one is an Onain. But that's the context. So there are separate, I think we mentioned this recently, there are many mitzvahs that relate to Meiser Sheni, Bedafka. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchot Meiser Sheni, Achashem Afrishin Meiser Rishon Bakal Shana, Mafrishin Meiser Sheni, Shneemar Aser Ta Aser Es Kol Tvua Zarecha. After Bimafrish Meiser Rishon, then, you are mafresh by Sir Sheni, obviously in certain years. Interesting formulation of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say after you're mafresh by Sir Rishon, b'chol shana, you're mafresh by Sir Sheni. But then, he quickly explains, in the third and the sixth year, you don't. Is Meiser Oni somehow a stand-in? It's very different. It doesn't have Kedusha. We had earlier in this Pesachta, maybe it leaves Tevel. Maybe without Meiser Oni, it still leaves it as Tevel, and that's why you have to be Korei Shem. That was a machlokas tanoim that we had earlier. But this is the halacha of Meiser Sheni. That's the halacha of Meiser Sheni. After the Rambam goes through in Perek Aleph, all the items that are subject to Meiser Sheni and are not subject to Meiser Sheni, that's all Perek Aleph. Then in Perek Beis, he gets into some of the halachas of Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni ne'echa leba'alav. Okay, but sure, we'll have to get to this when we get into the Mesechta of Meiser Sheni, but here it comes up, so we'll mention some of the halachas. Meiser Sheni ne'echa leba'alav. Lifnim michomas Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni have to be eaten to its owner, obviously to any, but it starts off with its owner. We'll have to see if there's a lachachila for the owner. Lifnei Michomas Yerushalayim. Shneimer v'achad lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'makom asher yivchar l'shaken es l'shchein shemo sham. V'noeg b'fnei habayis v'shalom b'fnei habayis. You don't need a Beis Hamikdash. You need Yerushalayim. V'aval inon nechal b'Yerushalayim ela b'fnei the Meiser Sheni itself is. You don't need a Beis Hamikdash for it, so Bizman HaZeh, you're all still mafresh, right? You won't be able to eat it, except Bizman HaBayis. Shenem HaMayis HaDegar Chavet Yerosh Chavit Sarecha, Uvacharos Bekar Chavit Sarecha, and we compare. In that passage, it talks about Meiser Sheni, and it also talks about Uvacharos Bekarcha. Mipi Yeshmu Alamdu Ma Bechar Eino Nechal Ela Befnei HaBayis. a carbon. Abayis Hasheni lo yechel ella bifnei habayis. That is the Rambam, and that's why we don't eat Maaser Sheni today, even without the problem of Tuva V'Tahara. Midas Chasidus shepodin Maaser Sheni bizman hazeh b'shavyo kederach shepodin oso b'fnei habayis. It's a Midas Chasidus. We'll have to see where this comes from. The Rambam says to be podin Maaser Sheni b'shavyo, the same value that it is today. We don't do this. V'horer ha-ga'onim, says the Rambam, shemratzel lefdos shavim mana b'pruto l'charchila bizman hazeh poda. Bizman hazeh, the Rambam quotes the Gaonim, that you just poda all of your Maaser Sheni on one little coin. Lo yehezeh chomer min a hektish. Right? You know, this is more chomer than hektish, and by hektish we know Shmuel says, Ibam Mesia, Nun Zayin, Amr Shmuel, hektish shav emana shechil al shav apruta, mechulal. Right? If you're poda, you switch the kedusha of hektish onto one little pruta. It's obviously not the same shavah b'shavah. It is mechulal. And we say bizman hazeh, it is even lechat chila, because it's not going to be used. But that's the Rambam, that bizman hazeh, we do it in that way. It's not more chavah than hektish. U'mashlicha pruta liyama gadol. And you throw out the pruta. V'cheinem chila maiser shavah mana al shavah pruta mi peros acheros. Hariz mechulal. Even if you don't use money, you use other fruit. So you want to eat this fruit, so you switch the kedusha from Maaser Sheni fruit onto other fruit. Vesori vesaperos shechila lalayem kadesh shelo teyu takal lacherim. You don't want to leave it around that somebody might use or eat. So therefore, you have to get rid of it. Continues the Rambam. Kishem shein ochle Maaser Sheni bizman hazeh b'Yerushalayim kachin poden oso sham vein mechalin oso sham vein mochrin oso. Right? We don't deal with Maaser Sheni bizman hazeh without a Beis HaMikdash. What's the punishment? Kala Ochel, Kizayas, Maaser Sheni, Osha Shasa Mimenu, Revius Yayin, Chus Lachomot Yerushalayim, Loke. There's a Malkus. If I eat or drink Maaser Sheni outside of the walls, Shene'emar Lo Sucha Lachol B'Sharecha, Ma'asar Degarchati Rashkav Yitzarecha, don't eat it. V'loke Akol Echad V'Echad Bifrei Atzmo. Each one of these is a separate Losase. Did we mention this is the pasuk I think that has the most mitzvahs learned down from it in the whole Torah, right? Meiser degancha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha. Each one of these words is counted as a separate malchus, separate lav. Lofichah chemachal shlosh don chutz lachoma degancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. You get three malchus. Shneamar, the Rambam says lo sucha maser lechal b'sharecha maser degancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha loma pirtan lo nemar lo sochleim b'sharecha lechayv akolechon ve'echad bifnei atzmo. Right, so that is the Rambam, and again, there are many other halachas about what happens if once it goes in, so then it can't come out. What if it went in before as tevel? Doesn't have the same halachas. So that's all outside of Yerushalayim. There's a separate issue of eating it bituma, as we mentioned. Lo viartu mimenu bitame. One is not allowed. That's a whole parak. That's the next parak in parak gimel. And then the Rambam has later on in parak gimel. What about ba'aninus? What was it? Sorry, eats my shiri ba'aninus. That's a separate issue. Daraisa lo achalti va'oni mimenu. So this is, again, Maaser Sheni, which hopefully we will talk about more. So here, getting back to our Gemara, the Reb Yossi holds that if Maaser Sheni is not designated appropriately, so then it does not work. So that was the Machlokas Reb Yossi and the Tanakama of the Braisa. And Tanakama was the author of our Mishnah, the reflection. Our Mishnah was against Reb Yossi. So now we switch the gear. So Modeh Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi admits, though, Shim Amar al Hasela Hayushana, if somebody says it's Mechulal onto the specific old coin, al Hasela Hayushana in my pocket, Va'al Hadinar Hayashan Shechila, that works. That works. The Gemara in Ervin says, this is talking about where you only have one old and one new in your pocket. If you only have that, so that's why it works here, because it is not only designated, it's the only one you have. Right? The Marasilio says, so then what's the chiddush of that? It's not like it's, mivurar, it's the only one. So the Marasilio says, afilo salka biyade ha misuyemes velmedesi. Right, even if it's the old one or the new one, if you don't take that one out, but it's still mesuyam. Uperek b'chol ma'arvin mefarish jalek ela ochada chadash ochada yeshana v'kamash balan delo gazrinan atu hecha diikatarti otlas. You might have thought they're going to make a gzera atu if one has more cases where you have more coins, you know, so that doesn't work. So you might have thought that that's not good enough. Kamash balan, no, we're not gozer in that case. As long as you designated the old one, the new one, even if you have other coins. that is okay. That's enough to be designated. So that's the case where Rabbi Yossi agrees. So now modem chachamim le Rabbi Yossi, the chachamim who say that you don't need mesuyam though agree to Rabbi Yossi. Sheim amar al asela she'etol miad bini v'aladiner she'etol miad bini shelo chilel. The rabbanim would agree that that doesn't work. If you say it's going to be mechulal on something that I don't own yet, that my son has, a coin that I'm going to get from my son, that doesn't work. Shalohaya biyada ba'osasha. Because then that is something that's not bershuscha. You can't be mechalal davar she'ena bershuscha. If you're not there, you can say in my house. But if it's not yours yet, so even the rabbanim would agree, that can't be done. It's like a davar shaloh ba'la ola, but didn't come to your reshus yet, so that is not, that's not going to work. Good. We spoke about also that sugi in the couple of weeks ago, davar shaloh ba'la olam, what the problem is, whether it's a kinyan problem or whether it's a smichus das problem. Right? Is it fundamentally kinyanim have to work on something that is here now, or there's no if it's not here now, that I don't think a person is serious in terms of the kinyanim. So here he's getting it from his son. So pashas there is smichus das, right? That his son is going to give him the coin, but it could be that just fundamentally kinyanim have to be chal on davar shebershuscha, something that's tangible, something that's in your rishus now. Something that's in the world now and in Yerushas now, and there this didn't work in that case. Good. So our Mishnah says that you're allowed to do this, lokeachem edakusim, and the Brisa, the Gemara quoted the Brisa that said, no, we're worried about Shema Tibaka Hano. We're worried that it's going to break. So the Gemara quotes now the Mishnah in Gittin, Tamatanina, the Mishnah in Gittin seems to say that we're not worried. We're not worried about something happening in the future. How many have payros? Leos mafresh aleihem. The Mishnah Gittin said, right, if you leave fruit in your house to be mafresh on them, so we assume, right, that they're still there, and you're somewhere else, and you say, I want to be mafresh based on what I still have in my house, that's fine. Right, the Bar Fulda quotes the rest of the Mishnah. Harizeh eino choshesh, shema nignevu o avdu. You don't have to be worried that maybe they were stolen or lost, and they don't exist anymore, and then your hafrasha is meaningless. V'yachol lecha aleihem payrosav. And you could eat your fruit where you are, based on assuming that the chubas and the maestros are on the fruit in your house. Sheyesh, sham, beperish, and yichalakach. They're still there. So you see that we're not choshes, that something happened. That something happened. So this is like our Mishnah, but against the Braisa that we quoted. Against the Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon who say, Shema, tibaka hanod, we're worried that something will break. So here you see that you're not worried that something broke, right? Not worried about something broke. Even though, v'chulu. Right, so is that true? But how we just presented it, that Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Lamed Aleph in the Bavli is against the Tosefta, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon. It's not so bad because you know this Mishnah is like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is also not worried about it, and our Mishnah maybe is like Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. So we'd rather try to keep as much shalom as we can. But once we said Rabbi Yosef Shimon are against our Mishnah, should we assume that it's against that Mishnah too? That Mishnah too. So the Gemara answers: you don't have to say that because one's about are we choshesh that it's going to break. One's about are we choshesh that they have already disappeared. Right? One's kind of in the future, and one's in the past. Amr Eb Zeira, Taman, right, the Bar Fulda points out that the Taman and Hacha are kind of flipped, right, because the Hacha is our Mishnah, and the Taman is the Brisa of Yisrael Shimon about Tibaka Anod, but the Lashon and Argamar is flipped, because this conversation took place about the Mishnah in Gittin. So that's why he called the Mishnah in Gittin Hacha, and our context of Yisrael Shimon, Taman. Okay, either way, we know what it means. Amar Zira, Taman. In our case, where Yosef Bishop says, Shebeti Bakanod, Lumafrayan is Kalkalu. You know what you're worried about? Because you're worried about once it breaks, once the Bikias Hanod happens, so then Lumafreya, you will have eaten Tevel. And that's a problem. It's going backwards. Right? There's no guarantees about the future. Also, one could add in this Gemara, there's no Chazaka about the future. Right, if there's a chazaka, we have a concept of chazaka, the chazaka de meikara. We know it was there, so we assume it's there, unless we know otherwise. There's a chazaka de meikara, but does the chazaka tell you anything about the future? Right, like the Gemara says, Shema meis lo chayshinan, Shema yamos chayshinan. You might have that chilek, but here there's nothing. There's a there has to work backwards through Breira. So that's why we're worried about something happening in the future, and then it'll end up happening to Ian Tevel. So Tom, all of my friend is Kalkalu, and that's why there's more of a worry. Bramhacha, but over here, which means the Mishnah in Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin that says you're being mafresh right now because Yisub is still in your house, may ovdan ve'elach niskalkalu. There's nothing going backwards. Right now, I hope that they're there and they're present. Right? What happens tomorrow? If something happens, I'm not going to go backwards, even if they're lost tomorrow, but that's okay. Right? I already made it Chumas and Maestras. Right? Nothing's happening in Mafreya. It's Chal right away, and therefore, there's nothing to worry about. Explains the Mara Fulda, exactly what we just said, but now let's see it inside. Taman Lamafreya Niskalkalu. Lefisha Hai Milsa. Well, first he says what we just said outside. Lefisha Hai Milsa. Isa Nami Bishas Ze Perakolaget. Vahazam Shaykh Lomar Taman. That's why it says it. Taman and Hacha in the flipped way. So Taman Lamafreya Niskalkalu over there, which means in our case. We're right about Niskalkalu Akovalo Haya Kan Afrasha Me'olam. If it gets ruined, then there was never any Afrasha Velo Cheskas Truma Me'olam, and there was no Cheskas Truma, therefore you'll have eaten Tevel. Masha'en Kevya Hida Hameniach Eino Ela Mizban Ibud Ve'elach. That's just from right now I'm being Mafresh. I designated what was in my rishus on what was in my house, and I ate, and it wasn't tevel, and even if it comes out like right now, they're lost. Okay, they're lost now. That doesn't go backwards at all. You don't have to be worried. So we try to quote this issue from the Mishnah in Gittin, and we solve that maybe even Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, who say Shemet Tibakanod, they wouldn't be worried in that case. So now let's quote a different Mishnah from Meseches Me'ila. Mishnah Me'ila, Taman Taninan. Me'ila is the Issur D'Oraisa of benefiting from something belonging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something belonging to Hekdesh in the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting that it's not totally clear what the Issur D'Oraisa, what the source is for Me'ila. We know there's a Karban, Asham Me'ilos. We know that from Parshas Vayikra, but it's not exactly sure. That implies that there is an Issur of Mi'ila somewhere, but it's interesting that it's not 100% clear where is the source of the Isser of Mi'ila. The Rambam at the end of Sefer Avoda has the Hilchos Mi'ila, and the Rambam says there, Asur lehedyo lehanos mikatshe Hashem bein midvarim hakreven agabe amazbech bein mikatshe bedek abayis v'chalanena b'shav apruta mikatshe Hashem ma'al. There's an Isser daraisa, Asur, and if you're nana, then there is Mi'ila. The Rambam counts the mitzvos, one mitzvah saseh and two los saseh. The los saseh is the isra of Giza v'avoda. Those are the specific isurim, the Rambam counts. But then the darai says that you have to pay. You have to pay. But the Rambam says, where's the ashara? Halacha gimel. Kalamo bazadon lokim mashalim. Mashapagam and a hektish barosha. You have to pay and you get malchus. V'yashara shal mi'ila bezeh. It comes from an, right, implicit, not so clear, shenemar. The pasuk that we were just talking about. Lo sucha lechol bisharecha maser degan chadir rashi v'zrecha unidarecha mipi Shmuel lamdu shezu ashara lo ochel mi bisar ola. Right, this is an isser of eating a karban. Ho v'kulo l'shem v'hu adin l'shar kol kodesh shul Hashem levado. This is the pasuk, the one that we were just reading about by Meiser Sheni. That's the same pasuk by Me'ila. Rashi has a different shot one place in Makkos. So it's interesting that it's not 100% clear. Okay, but let's get back to our case now. Taman taninan, pruta shel hekdesh shenafla l'tocha kis. If somebody says, a coin in my pocket is hekdesh, and I have a bunch of money in my pocket. So pruta shel hekdesh shenafla l'tocha kis. Osha amar pruta bekis hazeh hekdesh. I say, I had a pruta of hekdesh that fell into my pocket, or I'm designating a pruta in my pocket. So what's the halacha in that case? I take a coin out of my pocket. So the Gemara quotes a machlokas between, the Mishnah quotes a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. The Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you take one out, there's Me'ila. There's Me'ila, you take one coin out. The Chachamim say, no, there's no Me'ila until you take all the coins out. Take all the coins out. So what is the machlokas about? So Tana, the Gemara explains Rabbi Akiva Shita. Alari shonam al basafik. The first one you take out, that's Suffolk Me'ila. What's Suffolk Me'ila? Rabbi Akiva Shita. We know there's a concept of Hashem Talui. You bring an Hashem Talui. If you do an Aveira, if you would have done Vavada, you bring a Karban Chatas. If you do a Bishogig, you bring an Hashem Talui. So what happens if you do, there are a couple of Aveiras that are Chayiv in Hashem, not in Chatas, if you did a Vadai. Me'ila, Shivcha, Harufa. What if you did those Besuffolk? So do you bring an Hashem Talui? Rabbi Akiva says yes. That's Rabbi Akiva on Daf Chav Beis in Mi'ilah that's quoted here by the Mefarshim. So the Gemara quotes, "I'll be showing them all the suffix." So on the first one that you take out, there's a suffix. There's a carbon asham talui because you are more of a suffix. The alashniya more bavadai. But on the second one, right? Once you take all of them out, then you're more bavadai divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim amrim no al kulan loma al besuffik. We change the girsa. On al kulan, if you take all of them out, so then there's no mi'ila besafik. You have to take all of them out. Via lachrona, meaning al kulan, I'm sorry, if you take each one of them out, there's lo ma'al besafik, the chachamim hold that. Via lachrona ma'al bevade, once you took all of them out, then you violated mi'ila, for sure. Then you violated mi'ila for sure. Amr Rabbi Yisrael Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, and the chachamim from the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Yudin Avui, Rabbi Masni, Hada the Tamak Sheyu Eser. This is when there are 10 or, at least three, let's say. At least three, because that's when we have this machlokes, because then there's kol deparish beruba parish, the chachamim say, whenever you take one out, right, you're not chayav yet, because you assume this is from the rov, that is not subject to mi'ilah. Avalam ha yushtayim, but if there were two, right, there's only one hektish and one non-hektish, there's no bitul barov, said even the Rabbana would agree, al rishona mo'al besafik, al shniya mo'al bevadai. So then the Chachamim would say that as well, right? That the, that's the girsa that we have. So again, what are we bringing this here for? Because there is a tosefta. There's a tosefta that the, is brought, and the tosefta says, I'm sorry, it's not the Tosefta, it's the end of that Mishnah. Here, Mi'ilo, Chaf Aleph Mabes. The end of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Kiva would be moded to the Chachamim. Right, the case of Machlokas is Nafla Pruta Shalakdish Bedokis, O Sha'amar Pruta Bekis Zeh Hektish. So that's the case of Machlokas. But Rabbi Kiva would be moded, but Omer Pruta Min Kis Zeh Hektish, Shu Motzi Vaholi Chachiotzi is called a kiss. So what's the difference in Lashon? Right, the first case was Kis Pruta b'kizeh, and Rabbi Kiva is moded though, you're not chai mila till all of them, until you, if you say, ba'omer pruta min kizeh. It sounds like the same type of lashon. So what exactly is the difference? The Gemara is commenting on that seifa of the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Lakish boi kumi Reb Yochanan. Ma ben omer bekizeh, ma ha'omer min hakis. What's the difference in lashon between those two formulations that the Mishnah talks about there in Mi'ilah daf chaf aleph mabez in the Bavli? And number two, before answering that question, which only comes up on tomorrow's daf, Be'ezus Hashem, the Reish Lakish first asked Rabbi Yochanan a different question, right? Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, a second question. Afilu hotzi es kol hakis lo yimol. You should say that even if you took out all the money, there shouldn't be any mi'ilah. Why? Kamod etemer lamafreya tavo v'shasa, an unusual type of comparison. But the Gemara says, just like we said, if it comes out that the bikias anod, it totally breaks. So therefore, there's no truma. So the whole thing goes back to what it was beforehand, tevel. So to here, the Gemara says, if you used everything before you designate one as hektish, then you should say the whole thing is not designated as hektish, the whole thing goes back to being chulin. Can you say that? That's the Gemara's question. Again, just like we say here, lemafreya, since you never got to designate by the Bekiyas Hanod, the whole thing goes back to being tevel. So v'omer avhacha l'mafreya chulin otzi. So you should say here, if you just used all of the coins without designating one as the hektish one, you should say, okay, the whole designation is ruined, and therefore you go back to being chulin. So that's the second question that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, no. There's a big difference between the two. So we're going to answer the second question first. El akan tolui b'hafrasha. No, there's a big difference. In the Bekiyas Hanod case, right, there's mana chalos is going to be later. And there's mana chalos is going to be later, so that's why nothing happens until, you know, there's designation, and if the whole thing breaks beforehand, and the whole thing breaks beforehand, and the whole thing is ruined. But here, by Me'ilah, it's already Nechshav Hektish. There's a coin in here that's Hektish. You just don't know where it is. It's not like there's a delayed chalos that you're waiting for. Right, it's hektish right now. You just don't know where it is. So that's that. You can't compare those two cases. There's hektish here. So therefore, once you take out all of them, you definitely violate it, even though you don't know at which moment you violated, and you'll violate the isser of mi'ilah. So you can't compare those two cases. That's the answer to the second question that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. The Isser Mi'ila is a big discussion in the Achronim. Reb Chaim talks about this in Hilchas Mi'ila, and the way it's for there's two different chakiras, at least two in Mi'ila. There's, first of all, in the Rishonim already have two types of Mi'ila. There's Mi'ila of Hotza'ah and Mi'ila of Hana'ah. There's Mi'ila benefiting from the something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, and for that, it could be that you don't even have to be Motzi at Me'irshus HaKdash, just Hana'ah, right? And it could still, you know, still belong to the Mikdash. Or there could be a Mi'ila of Hotza'ah, Me'irshus HaKdash, even without Hana'ah. That's possible. Tosfos reflects that. Tosfos says that in Mi'ila and elsewhere. On, I think that's on the next daf. The Tosfos discusses the two types of Hana, right? Tosfos Yudches and Aleph. This Tosfos over here of Omer. That's one question. And then you have the question of the Achronim, and that is how much is Meila an issue of a Bizayon Hekdesh, and how much is it an issue of Gezel Hekdesh? Maybe we'll start with that discussion of Meila. Reb Chaim, Reb Yosef Engel. We'll see if we can get to that by the Shem next time. This was Demai Samach Tes.